Right, okay. Is episode two into the questioning of the meaning of life. I think today I'm going to basically go over the aspect of naturalism and everything sort of surrounding that. Well, I say everything, just considerably everything. So, to start with, the possibility of noteworthiness and centrality tracks a related bunch of thoughts like making a difference, significance, sway, notability, being the object of care and concern and worth, contingent upon the setting. We differentiate insignificant conversations about the ordinary with profound conversations about significant issues, alluding to the last as important as, alluding to the last as important or critical rather. Physical articles profoundly enmeshed in our biographies are important. We see activities and occasions that have striking ramifications as critical, and the situations where the hugeness has constructive worth as important, regardless of whether an individual can have a significant existence in prudence or of having enormous negative effects in a developing subject of conversation. As the field looks to comprehend the association amongst significance and ethical quality. Finding the solution for that ailment was important on the grounds that it had such an enormous positive effect inside a specific casing of cares and concerns. This shade of importance is additionally seen in situations where some piece or set of information crosses an edge of remarkable quality against foundation data. That such a huge level of the populace living under specific conditions is getting a specific malady and is factually noteworthy or measurably important. Right now, making and centrality faculties of significance interface. Then again, when something doesn't make a difference to us, we may state that makes no difference to me at all. It was only a trivial discussion. It was immaterial. That game didn't make a difference in light of the fact that the end of the season games were at that point set. The wrapping paper doesn't make a difference. What is within the bundle checks. The snippet of data is important, pertinent to the points and questions directing one's request. Consuming your time on Earth, sitting on the lounge chair and watching sitcom reruns on Netflix is futile. You don't do anything that issues. You don't do anything of significance or esteem. You know, of that sort. Something's essentialness is regularly, and to a great extent, checked according to a viewpoint, boundary, or even a perspective. These can all be dynamic. Something that is critical from one vantage point may, and frequently does, lose its importance when seen from a more extensive skyline. Scratching your knee at age four is critical, at any rate from a four-year-old's point of view. When thinking back decades later, its importance melts away. Most occasions sufficiently significant to it make neighbourhood legends that won't make a difference enough to be remembered for the national history, not to mention world history, and particularly inestimable history. One rapidly observes assets accessible from which to produce negative importance of life, concerns versus human noteworthiness as one widens the horizons, in the long run, ended in the most stretched out infinite point of view. Noteworthiness is frequently unmistakably standardizing and individual. At the point where we state that something is important in the feeling of being noteworthy, significant, or making a difference, we make a sort of evaluative case about what is acceptable or significant. Moreover, noteworthiness is frequently associated with being the object of an individual's assessment, cares and concerns, things are most normally critical to somebody. To the extent that importance is thought to be full of feeling measurement, that measurement likely meets with essentialness. On the off chance that someone's jewellery is significant to me, it has esteem, it makes a difference, and full of feeling states a fitting specific mental state, such as being profoundly blended or moved, frequently go with such appraisals of significant worth and making a difference. In spite of the fact that this may not make such a feeling state a further kind of importance or constitutive of significance, these states dependably track examples of noteworthiness and soul essentialness. Like sense production and reason, centrality is important to life significance. In wide terms, one method for interpreting important life is as a real existent that issues and has put that has issues and has positive worth. This obviously concedes to a different understanding of making a difference that at one level may follow the goal naturalist, emotional naturalist, crossover naturalist and supernaturalist discussion. To whom and is indicated by what standard? Moreover, some think that it's hard to isolate individuals and vast worries over importance, astronomical worries for some, are likewise strongly close to home. On the off chance that the universe is in general needs essentialness, some stress that their individual lives need centrality, or if nothing or nobody else has the thoughtfulness to have the profound importancy that life actually requires. Target naturalism, as well as emotional naturalism, place that significant life is conceivable in an absolutely physical world without limited and unbounded otherworldly real factors. It varies, however, in what is required and for significance throughout everyday life. Target naturalists guarantee that significant life is a competent component, a fittingly associating with mind autonomous real factors of target worth. And that's totally normal. Speculations vary of the idea on this association. Some require insignificant direction around target esteem, while others require a more grounded casual association with a great result. Once more, target naturalism is recognized with the emotional naturalism by accentuation on mind autonomous. Target esteem. One method for putting the fact to the matter is to state that needing or picking is deficient for an important life. For instance, deciding to burn through one's waking hours remembering the one, I don't know, something like the stock of your local store, what they have, what they don't have, regardless of whether that movement brings satisfaction to your mind, it's likely inadequate and its importance is unnecessary, but it is important to our target naturalism. Or maybe, which means an element of connecting one's life to equitably significant mind autonomous conditions that are not themselves the sole result of what needs, for what one needs and one picks. On target naturalism, it is conceivable to not be right about what gives the significance on life. Something is important, at any rate mostly, in uprightness of its character nature, regardless of what is accepted about it. This is the reason spending remarkable parts of one's life amending retail chain inventories isn't important on target naturalism, regardless of whether the individual unequivocally wants to do so. One stress for target naturalism is that it might make some harder memories representing instances of neutral atypicality. For instance, an individual of ASD who is profoundly satisfied by exercises that appeared to need inborn worth or worth in itself. Does an individual who is certainly not a handyman or who funnels and cooperations with pipes give notable objectives, a sort of intelligence to his life and charming encounters, neglect to gain meaning since everything to a great extent spins around an interest with, you know, something small like pipes? Might subjectivists see better record for their lives of those among us whose interests and cooperations with the world are strikingly extraordinary and whom such interests are the consequence of that neutral neural atypicality? Pundits of target naturalism may likewise press the point that defenders of this view conflate significance and ethical quality, or if nothing else conflates significant parts of these two pulsatively various types of significant worth. One worth may be impartially moulded, though the other may not. Numerous specialists imagine that there is something directly connective about both objectivist and subjectivist views, yet that each all alone is deficient. I'm just losing my train of thought because just the whole process of thinking of everything is just confusing to me. But we'll get there. views incorporate both target and abstract conditions, and it's caught by the motto, which mean emerges when emotional fascination meets target engaging quality, which means in absence of an actual existence spent having faith in being satisfied by or actually having useless activities, yet nor is it present in a real existence spent participating in advantageous, equitably significant ventures without likewise putting the time and effort in being satisfied by or thinking about them. Many think hybridists see about what is best on objectivism and subjectivism while maintaining a strategic distance from the entanglements of each. And in the naturalistic structures, such speculations of significance are conflicting with supernaturalism. Be that as it may, one may envision supernaturalist types of every one of those perspectives. One may be a supernaturalist who imagines that significance entirely, or to a great extent, comprises in abstract satisfaction of the divine, a sort of subjectivism, or that the importance comprises in direction around target esteem, again grounded in the divine, a sort of objectivism. One could likewise figure particularly supernaturalist half-breed sees. Contrary to every single idealistic view about the chance of a significant life is cynical naturalism, all the more normally called skepticism. Genuinely, agnosticism is the view that denies that an important life is conceivable on the grounds that truly nothing has any worth. Skepticism might be comprehended as a mix of proposals and presumptions down from the supernaturalism and naturalism. God or some other worldly domain is likely essential for esteem and a significant life, yet no such substance or domain exists yet. And along those lines, nothing is eventually of worth, and there is, in the manner, no importance. Different types of agnosticism center around the states like fatigue and disappointment, contending the weariness adequately portrayed through life in order to make it useless, or that human lives come up short of the essential measure of fulfillment to present significance upon them. We think too deep onto what we can't understand, but it makes sense for not making sense. As always, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed. Keep your head screwed on. I will see you next time.